This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Massive flooding in December led Governor Rick Snyder to declare a state of disaster for Kalamazoo and 16 other counties in the state. Those included Allegan, Barry, and St. Joseph. As the cleanup continues, Kalamazoo Valley Habitat for Humanity is offering assistance with recovery from those floods. Monica Priest is Director of Development, and Tim Smolensky is Director of Community Relations for Kalamazoo Valley Habitat for Humanity. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Gordon.
What sort of services might be available for someone who is still cleaning up and might have had some damage to their home from the flood? Monica.
Absolutely, Gordon. So Habitat for Humanity is part of an initiative that involves many other agencies. We're working with the City of Kalamazoo, with LISC, Community Homeworks, and United Way to really pull together our resources and get out in the community and help people. So the way that Habitat is involved is we are working with our volunteers to go to these homes where they're looking at, you know, a couple inches to a foot of water sitting in their basement, and we go in and we pump that water out for them, and then we install a sub pump so that in the future, if they ever have any kind of flooding coming into their basement, it's taken care of for them. So that's really Habitat's piece in this. And then after, you can imagine the water that's been sitting in there that's causing mold problems and things like that. After everything's cleaned up, then residents can apply to Habitat through our home repairs program, where we come in and we take that deeper dive with them. And then we do a top-to-bottom assessment of all of the critical needs of their house, and then we move forward with the plan.
And those home repairs could include something like mold cleanup or mold removal, that sort of thing, to try and make it smell better, if nothing else.
Right, right. And along the way, we're getting into these homes and we're finding that there's more issues than just from the flooding. So we can walk alongside those homeowners and get their homes to be safe.
Are there eligibility requirements if someone is interested in these services?
For the flood relief, no. Everybody who needs assistance just calls 211 with Griffin Place. I apologize. I did not list them as a partner. They're a very strong partner in this. So you call 211, go through the phone prompts. They'll get you to the right people. And then there's no pre-qualifications. It's just a need.
And that's for Habitat for Humanity. A lot of people might be thinking, you normally work with lower income people trying to get them into homes. But this is something that can apply to anybody, first come, first serve?
When it comes to flood relief,
yeah.
Yes, everybody. First come, first serve. Nobody's turned away. We're helping everybody. And like I said, we're just a small piece of this. Community Homeworks is going in and putting in new furnaces and hot water heaters because, as you know, once you get water on those, they're done for. So that's a huge initiative as well. City of Kalamazoo is helping with a lot of the intake. Griffin Place has been absolutely wonderful. You can't even imagine the amount of calls that they're getting in, and they're fielding those and getting those to the right agencies. So it's really been a great initiative and a great collaborative.
Is this common for Habitat for Humanity to offer this type of service when there is some sort of a natural disaster, flooding, et cetera?
This is not what Habitat for Humanity normally does. Normally, we work with homeowners and home repairs. There's a process that they follow. We usually work with low-income residents that fall between 30% to 60% of median income. They have to have a need for better housing, and they have to be willing to partner with us for sweat equity hours. So this is not something that Habitat would normally venture into, but the need is so great, and we have just the best volunteers in all of Kalamazoo. We love them, and they jump on board with us, and they get the work done. So without them kind of going all in with us, there's no way we could do this work. So not normally what we do, but definitely we're kind of stretching outside of our boundaries and helping out.
And are you going to deploy volunteers in this case to help people whose houses have flooded and who need damage repaired?
Right. No, that's not Habitat's role in this. That's Griffin's. They're handling all of the intake for people who need help, people who want to help. And then the United Way is handling all of the funding. Say you want to give to help out, to pay for these furnaces, hot water heaters, and supplies. United Way is taking care of that piece of it.
Do you expect that it's going to be an expensive undertaking here? And I realize it's United Way's job to raise the money, but we're looking at the damage that is done to homes. Is everyone anticipating this is going to be a fair amount of money?
Absolutely, Gordon. When you think about it, it costs usually about $5,000 per house to replace a hot water heater and a furnace. And we've got just hundreds and hundreds of people who have been affected by the flooding. So yes, the funding is absolutely needed. And no amount is too small. $5, $10, $15, $20, you add that up. If everybody in Kalamazoo donated, we would be able to help all of the residents in Kalamazoo. So absolutely, the need is there. And Tim can speak to a little bit of what we're seeing out in the field.
Absolutely. And what I would say from an awareness standpoint is, though, even though if you're driving down the street and the houses may look like normal and the flood water has receded, when you do take a deeper dive into these basements, there might be anywhere between an inch to a foot of standing water that we have to remove before the homeowners can begin the rebuilding process.
Do you have a ballpark number of people that you've heard from so far, realizing that it could grow, but do you have a ballpark number of homeowners yet that you have heard from that could use these services?
So 211 has been fielding hundreds of phone calls. We only get a small portion of those phone calls. So I would say the need in Kalamazoo for these services is at least 200 to 300 residents that have reached out already. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more families out there who aren't calling us, who need to.
Do you expect this is going to be a long-term effort, that you could be at this a while to try and help people with flooding, just because of the number of people involved and the amount of work there might be in any one house?
That is an excellent question. So Habitat's piece of it, we will continue to pump out basements until we don't have any more basements to pump out. But the long-term recovery for these homes is going to be at least a couple years out. We anticipate that we will fill our home repair program with applicants from the flooding. So we are currently looking for a full-time construction site supervisor to help with a lot of that work moving forward.
There are also home improvement items that you can purchase through the Habitat Restore. Again, you know, is this something that anybody can do? Can anyone come in and buy something at the store, which, you know, perhaps they have to replace in their home?
Absolutely. That's what the Restore is there for, not only for habitat sustainability, but to help low-income and moderate-income people come in and purchase supplies to do their own home improvements. So we have sinks and doors and toilets and refrigerators and couches and light fixtures and just anything that you would need for your home, you can find at Restore.
Could you use more volunteers right now, or do you think that one of these agencies could use more volunteers right now to assist homeowners?
Absolutely. Volunteers are the only way nonprofits get their work done. So Habitat is always looking for volunteers. For this relief initiative right now, Habitat is not accepting volunteers, just because when we get into a lot of these basements, you can imagine after 2 weeks of water sitting there, there's some mold issues and some other things going on. So we're not taking volunteers for that initiative right now because of safety issues.
You need someone with some skills and some training to handle that sort of thing, make sure
Absolutely.
They don't get sick.
Yeah, safety is utmost important for our volunteers. We make sure that we never put them in a situation where there could be some safety issues. So no. For Habitat right now, we're just working with our skilled volunteers that we've had for, 15, 20 years who have been doing this work with us. But I know that other agencies are looking for volunteers. So there again, 211 if you want to volunteer.
Monica and Tim, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you
for having us.
Monica Priest is Director of Development and Tim Smolinski is Director of Community Relations for Kalamazoo Valley Habitat for Humanity. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.